Hurricane Harvey is having a significant impact on American fuel supplies. Estimates range between a fifth and a quarter of U.S. fuel output is out of commission because of the storm. A project being led out of Northern Arizona University is aiming to map the country's food, energy, and water system, and it's found Houston is key for food and energy supplies. Richard Rushforth, an assistant research professor in NAU's School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems, is working on the Fusion project. And Richard, it seems that especially when it comes to fuel and food, Houston is a particularly important part of the country.
Houston is one of the biggest areas that we do specifically get crude petroleum and other petroleum products from. So with our recent mapping of the impact of Hurricane Harvey on the Houston metropolitan area, we found around 23 to 25% of crude petroleum originates from the Houston metropolitan area. So the impact of the hurricane will most likely be felt in industries that are dependent on petroleum as an input. Even though we're hundreds of miles away from Houston, because we live in such an interdependent economy, we'll be feeling the effects of the hurricane for years to come as well.
Of the industries that use petroleum, are any particularly susceptible, do you think, to fluctuations in price or in supply based on Hurricane Harvey?
Part of the project is to see how the U.S. food, energy, water system responds to shocks and stresses. So we have static data, historic data. It's a snapshot in time, so it's very interesting for us to see how the U.S. energy system will respond to Hurricane Harvey. But needless to say, I think industries that are reliant on petroleum products, fuel oils, and gasoline, they're going to be feeling a hit from Hurricane Harvey.
What kind of impact on the food supply might we experience because of the effects of the hurricane and closures and shutdowns and sort of the inability to really move things through that port and that city at this point?
Well, if you look at a map of the U.S. highway system, Interstate 10 does go through Houston and that part of Texas. So cross-country shipments that would be along I-10 or the rail corridor that goes through Houston, those will be impacted. And then the other way this will be felt is for producers of food that utilize the Port of Houston and other Gulf Coast ports to get food to market. So it's not only as far as us getting food, but as far as our farmers getting food to market and supplying international markets. They'll be hit pretty hard if they're relying on Port of Houston and the Gulf Coast.
Are there lessons that you think can and maybe are being drawn from other natural disasters and their effects on these kinds of supply chains, either something like Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans or something like Superstorm Sandy in New York and New Jersey, also affecting ports, also affecting supplies?
Yeah, I think a big takeaway from recent storms that have hit port cities is looking at diversifying how we get our food, energy, and water from the rest of the world and how we get our food, energy, and water to the rest of the world. So diversifying the role that ports play, what type of goods they focus on, will be specifically important going forward. And then also looking at how we can develop new infrastructure systems around the ports to protect them from storm surges and flooding better.
Is it a matter of sort of having a backup plan? Like if you can't get a truck on I-10 right now because of flooding and closures in the Houston area, trucks just need another way to go and sort of need to know ahead of time, okay, if you can't go through Houston, here's how you're going to go and here's how everybody who's relying on what's on the back of those trucks is going to make it until those trucks get there?
Yeah, I think having backup plans in place will be very big for logistics companies. So understanding what ports they need to be using instead of the Port of Houston, how to route their goods. So that relies a lot on the capacity of the interstates, weight limits. So understanding how to get to a new port or to a destination through a new route, and then understanding if that route or that infrastructure system can handle the rerouted capacity.
Is it fair to say that in terms of American cities, and as far as this country's food and energy supply, Houston is about the worst place that something like this could have happened?
Specifically on the energy side, I think Houston is a very bad spot for this to happen, and the Gulf Coast in general. So I think Houston, yeah, is specifically bad, especially if you look at the size of Houston, the role that Houston plays in the economy. Yeah, it is a major impact to the U.S. food and energy systems.
Richard, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Richard Rushforth is an assistant research professor in NAU School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems.
It's Thursday morning, and you are listening to the show.